Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربي على كل شيء حفيظ صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the name Al-Hafiz. Ya Hafiz, or Al-Hafiz, is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in Arabic, the root words are Hafiza, which is translated as the one who gives complete and every kind of protection to his every creation. That is the meaning of Al-Hafiz, that Allah is Al-Hafiz. Allah is the one who gives every kind of protection to his every creation. And so we need to understand this very powerful, beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if there is safety that comes to us, that only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us safety. Otherwise, a man can do whatever he wants. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not decided for that man to be in that position, then there is no safety for him. We know of King Faisal, who had all the protection, all the bodyguards that were there, but one from his own family. One from his own family. And so, no matter what a person does, protection only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Hafiz comes in the Quran at least three times. Once in Surah Hud, when Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wassalam was reminding his people that they should shun idolatry and worshipping idols. And so his community, the people of Hud, said to him that, Hud, you are suffering from insanity because our gods have cast a spell on you. You are bewitched. You are bewitched. That is why you speak in this manner, that you are stopping us from worshipping the gods. And so this is just the beginning. You will be totally destroyed. This is what they would say to Hazrat Hud alayhi salam. And Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam responded by the name Hafiz, which is in the Quran. He said to the people, Inna Rabbi ala kulli shay'in Hafiz. What harm can you people give me? Verily my Lord gives every kind of protection. Verily my Lord gives every kind of protection. That he is Hafiz. That is why a man should get into the habit that whatever he does, whenever he is traveling, to secure himself with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our akabirin have said that it's simple for a person to take a few names of Allah. So for an example, for him to say, Ya Hafizu, Ya Hafizu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Allah. And then to end these beautiful names by the verse in Surah Yusuf, by saying, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So when you read the dua of Safar, or you are out somewhere, or there is some difficulty, then read the words, يَا حَافِظُ يَا حَفِيظُ, because Allah is Hafiz, and Allah is Hafiz, and He is Muhafiz. So there is no harm for a person to say to somebody, Allah Hafiz, Allah Hafiz. Even if somebody says Khuda Hafiz, it is understood. But there is no harm for somebody to say, for him to say Allah Hafiz, because Allah is Muhafiz. But what we often forget is when you say Allah Hafiz, we should also say Assalamu Alaikum. When you are making somebody rukhsat, when he is going from you, then if you are saying Allah Hafiz, then one should also say Assalamu Alaikum, because As-salam is also a dua that you want to give him, which is also the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very powerful dua when a person reads فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The father of Yusuf alayhi salam read this dua. And so these are very powerful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that assist a person all the time. And so in Surah Hud, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu was salam had mentioned the name Hafiz, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded in His glorious speech. If we look into the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that impossible journey, blockades that were formed in every part of the city of Makkah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to leave Makkah to get to Madinatul Munawwara, hostile environment, everyone wanted to capture Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no possibility for any of the companions for them to get to Madinatul Munawwara. And they certainly did not want Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him to get to Madinatul Munawwara. All around the borders of Makkah Mukarrama, Mushrikeen and Makkah are waiting there. Famous trackers of Arabia, who knew the routes really well, they were waiting for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine in those days 100 camels was to be given as a gift to that person who gives information only. 100 camels were to be given to that person who gives information, the whereabouts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is he to get out from the city of Makkah Mukarrama? An impossible task. An impossible task. But subhanallah, when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your hafiz, the impossible becomes possible. The impossible becomes possible. Not only Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but even Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And they take on this journey. Again, what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He used the Quran to blind the people. Did he not do that? How powerful is the Quran? How powerful is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They surrounded the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They laid a siege. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out. And the famous chapter of the Quran, Surah Yasin, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And Allah's Nabi blew it on him. And this is something that actually works all the time. This is something that works all the time. My very close friend in madrasa, and in those days when you go for your driving test, there's a lot of pressure. As students, every penny counts. And so, hamare dost hai, shall I won't mention his name, a very strong individual. And when he sat for his test and the person was next to him, the one who was to take his test, the examiner. And so he said, if you're ready, sir, you can start. And he said, it'll take me a few minutes, please. And he looked at his direction and he said, وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا. And he was doing all sorts, حَامِيمْ عَنْسِيمْ قَافْ قَافْ هَا يَا عَنْسِيمْ. And this man got worried, starting to worry that, is he casting some kind of a magic spell on me? You know, so he goes, sir, when you're ready. He said, no, few more minutes. I've got to finish off my plan. And subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّوْا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And Allah's Nabi walked out in front of them. Who was there to see them? No one. In fact, they are waiting and somebody said, who are you waiting for? And they said, we are waiting for Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, he's already gone. Didn't you see him? So no, we did not see him. This is the power when Allah wants to protect you, when Allah wants to give you something, there is no one to deny that. And so they went to Ghare Thawr. And they were so close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the mouth of the cave. Imagine the iman of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq for him to panic. Can you imagine that? Understand the iman of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq for him to panic. And for him to say, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they only look up, if they only look up, they will see us. What will happen? If they only look in any direction, they will see us. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calm and collective. Allahu Akbar, a Nabi is a Nabi. A Nabi is a Nabi. And what beautiful words. What beautiful words. And he said, Ya Aba Bakr, ma zannuka bi ithnaini Allahu thalithahuma. O Abu Bakr, what is your opinion of those two of whom Allah is the third? What is the opinion of you, Abu Bakr, of the two of whom Allah is the third? And what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, don't panic. Because Allah is Hafiz. Allah is Hafiz. Allah is Hafiz. Allah is Hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us complete protection. And indeed that was the case. A spider had spun the web at the mouth area of the cave. And they were saying that how is it possible for a man to actually enter this cave? No. But khidmat was actually taken from a spider and some pigeons, as it comes in some riwayat, in some narrations. But you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting his Nabi, that journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hafiz. Allah is Al-Hafiz. And so one was the journey from Makkah. But then there is another journey of another Nabi from Palestine to Makkah. From Philistine to Makkah. And that is the journey of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Huzur alayhi salam from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. And the father Ibrahim alayhi salam from Philistine to Makkah Mukarramah. And in those days, with his wife, Hazrat Hajar, with his son, a baby, Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, coming out from the area of Jerusalem, Philistine, that area, Quds. He walks out from Quds and he gets into the area of Makkatul Mukarramah, in that area where Kaaba Sharif is standing today. Allahu Akbar. Mu'arrikheen have described that area as uncultivated, barren land, completely, not a trace of any kind of human existence. No one around, Nothing whatsoever. And there, the Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, is saying to the wife that this is where you will stay with your son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. No mobile phone, no communication, no nothing, no travelers. How is she to survive? How is she to survive? Bas. The yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one who is a hafiz and he is hafiz. And he leaves the family there. And we know the story, the first thing that happens. For a person to remain alive, water is a necessity. Water is a necessity, especially in Arabia. And Allah gives the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam water that is never ending until the day of Qiyamah. Ma'e Zamzam. Zamzam is coming up. And she is a woman. Now with water, liquid, you want food also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed such ingredients in this water that not only does it quench your thirst, but it is also a form of a supplement to your solid food. It also works like a supplement to your solid food. So even if there was no intake of anything solid, but a person was just drinking zamzam water, it has been written in the books of history and tariq that a lot of people just survived by drinking zamzam water without the intake of solid food. Because this is the khasiyat of zamzam water. And so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaves the family there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hafiz. Now understand, my respected brothers, subhanallah, look at the city today. Hustling, bustling city. Perhaps it would be right for me to say that there is no other city on the face of this earth that is visited by so many foreigners. It's true or not? Mushtaq Hogan? There is no other city in the world that is visited by so many foreign nationals as the city of Makkah Mukarrama. Subhanallah. A test for the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but they understood. At the end of it, everything comes from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And if we look at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an, a legend. There is no one like Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. It's a shame in Leicester we haven't got a masjid that is named after this great warrior. It is a shame that in Leicester we haven't got a masjid that is named after this great warrior. And we need to name our masajid after Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an, and also sahaba like Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. What a sahabi. And so we should name our children Muawiyah, and our masajid also Muawiyah. Hazrat Muawiyah was a katibe wahi, the one who would write the Quran that was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Someone who was very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very powerful man. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, all his life in the battlefield, a man who would jump into the jaws of death. He would jump into the jaws of death. And people would say, that's it, you know, coming out from this would be difficult. In the thousands, and one man would go inside, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid would come out from the other side. He would enter from one side and come out from the other side, and he would come back and he would give all the information to the Muslims. How? A man whose dream was to become shaheed. A man whose dream was to become shaheed. That is what he wanted. But only that which Allah wants and wills happens. He did not die in the battlefield. Some say that, you know, you live by the sword, that's what they say. You live by the sword, you die by the, but not in the case of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Lived by the sword, but did not die by the sword. And he did not die by the sword. You know why? Because of one statement, one jumla that came out from the mouth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Looking at his bravery, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said that Khalid, oho, he is sayfum min suyufillah. He is a sword from the swords of Allah. He is a sword of Allah. Now when you become the sword of Allah, can you break that sword? No. If Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was to become shaheed, then the kuffar would want to taunt the Muslims, we broke the sword of Allah. What would they have said? That we broke the sword of Allah. And therefore Allah did not give him the death that he wanted. And that is what I'm saying, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your muhafiz. He is the one who gives you protection. Allah is hafiz. A lot of people have this habit, they worry a lot. What is it? But why do you worry a lot? Whatever Allah has written for you, that will happen. Nobody is going to remove that. Whatever is written for you, that is going to happen. Whatever is not written for you will never come to you, will never touch you. Relax. Don't be sad. And understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives complete protection. Now how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hafiz? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. When you stand and when you look at your body, understand also I am hafiz. Understand I am also hafiz. How? Sometimes inside the body, when this body is under attack by viral infections, when this body is attacked by viral infections and germs, and they come into your body, we sit, we stand, we talk, we sleep, but something that is happening inside, viral infections that get into you, subhanallah al-azim, we don't even realize, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set an army inside the body that quickly will detect something that is foreign in the body. And you have white cells that are there, and this is called the immune response. What is it called? The immune response. This is what they call it. The immune response. The immune system. That is why they don't like giving you a lot of medication. A lot of drugs that we take. And the doctors actually tell you, no. Your body has got the power. Your immune system is there to flush everything out. And 1 billion white cells are made daily in your bone marrow. 1 billion. We don't even realize we are sleeping. But subhanallah, an entire army is working inside. Otherwise, this human being would have been killed a long time. In every direction, there is poison for insan. There is poison for insan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him every kind of protection in the body. This natural process of healing in the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who gives you that? I give you that. I am Hafiz. You are sleeping. But I give your internal organs complete protection. Subhanallah. There is also a time when, despite the fact that so much medication is given to you, antibiotics are given to you, but even then, the infection will not go. Even then, the infection will not go. Only then a person realizes, oho, what is happening? Subhanallah al-Azim. And then externally also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving complete protection to every person that is here, that he is hafiz. How? There are angels that protect insan. Can we see them? Can we see the jinns? We can't see the jinns. I mentioned this in my Darsh Wednesday. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the area of Tihama. In the area of Tihama. And this old man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and greeted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, wa alaykum salam. But at the same time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this voice is not the voice of a human being. This voice is not the voice of a human being. Are you a jinn? So he said, yes, I'm a jinn. And he was a jinn, but who was he? He says that my name is Haqa. What is my name? Umar Farooq, do you remember? You forgot now. You forgot my dars.
I did.
Huh? Okay, you've written it down. Okay. So, my name is Haqa. And then he said, my name is Haqa. My father's name is Heem. And his father's name is Lakis. And his father's name is Iblis. So he is the great grandson of Iblis, who is meeting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great grandson of Iblis himself, the one who did not do sajda, is there meeting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an old man. And Hazrat Umar is the one who is narrating this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Haqa, tell me how old you are. He says, I don't know my age, but I remember when the son of Adam alayhi salam, Qabil, killed Habil, I was a young child. I was in my youth at that time. And he said that, I have met Nuh alayhi salam and I embraced Islam at the hands of Nuh alayhi salam. This great grandson of Iblis became a Muslim at the hands of Nuh alayhi salam. And he did atikaf in the masjid of Nuh alayhi salam. Then he stayed in the company of Shish alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam. Then he stayed in the company of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And he met Musa alayhi salam and learned Tawrat by him. And he is the direct student of Musa alayhi salam. And then I had the good fortune to meet Isa alayhi salam. And when I met Isa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam has given me an amanat that I am restless of. And that is the salam that I have to give you. Isa alayhi salam said, Allah has given you such an age that I am hopeful you will meet the last Nabi. When you meet him, give my salams. And so this jinn Haqa met Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave the salam of Isa alayhi salam. And he said, I have learned Tawrat from Musa alayhi salam. Give me the honor of learning the Quran directly from you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the last few surahs of the Quran in the beginning. Amma yatasa'aloon, Suratul Naba'a, Idha Shamsu Kuvirat, and many other surahs of the Quran. Directly Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him. Allahu Akbar. It is said that if the malaika and the angels were not around us, human beings would be killed and mutilated by the jinns. That is the hatred that the shayateen have for human beings. With scissors they would cut human beings. Scissors. But what happens? With every insan, Allah has appointed hafaza, angels. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِ. Allah saying Allah is hafiz. How? Ibn al-Mubarak says there is one angel in the front, there is one angel at the back, one angel on your right, one angel on your left, and one angel on the top. Any calamity, musibat that comes from the top, it is also protected. So when the jinns actually see this, they back off. What do? They back off. They understand that this insan has been given protection because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hafiz. There is this ajib riwayat narration. Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many angels are there with a human being? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an, Usman, listen to me carefully. There is one angel on your right and there is one angel on your left. The right is the Amir of that angel that is to the left. He is the Amir. The right one is the Amir of the one that is. In this narration, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are then two angels in the front and two angels at the back. And then there is one angel that is above the forehead where the peshani is. And they love to see a person to be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one angel is above the forehead. And then there is another angel in the direction of the lips. What they do is they monitor the lips only. And they actually don't do hifazat. Their duty is, there are two angels, the one that stand in front of the lips, that every time you read durood, these two angels record the durood that you are sending to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these two angels are with you all the time. And every time you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are there recording your durood. And then there is another angel that is on one side to your right where the mouth is. And that gives protection to your face. Nothing should enter your mouth. Or the jinns should not put anything inside you. And then, protection of the eyes. There are two angels towards also your eyes. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this count to Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala. In some riwayat, it comes as many as hundreds are there for an individual. As many as hundreds. And so the malaika are there with a human being. That is why we say that when a person needs to do ghusl, which is farz. When a person needs to do ghusl, if he needs to go for a ceremonial bath, then he must do that immediately. Why? Because now the malaika are not close to him. The malaika are not close to him. So immediately a person should do ghusl. That is why also in the night, if you get an opportunity, do ghusl immediately. If you cannot do ghusl, then do tayammum. Then do dry ablution. But purity is very important. So the malaika are close to you. Now these are angels that are very much connected to the people of iman. The more you are in kufr, the more vulnerable you are. The more vulnerable you are. The more you are in kufr, the more difficulty becomes for you. That is why you will find that the shayateen will occupy the body of the kuffar, even without them realizing that body is actually occupied. It's very difficult for them to engage in that body which is clean, pure, and that does the zikr of Allah, and that understands the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khair, this is another topic, but hafaza, those who make your hifazat are also angels. In your body, externally, who is protecting you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also hafiz. Why, my respected brothers? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also taken the responsibility to protect the Quran. To protect the Quran. And Quran is the soul of all humanity, the people of iman. And Allah has taken the responsibility. Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizin." With the other scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, Allah had given the responsibility to the people that you are to look after them. That is why the books are lost, the scriptures are lost today. There is nothing that you can find of the Injil, Torah. There is nothing there, or Zabur. But as for the Quran, every harf of the Quran is completely protected. Until the day of Qiyamah. You can have a Shaykhul Hadith of the highest caliber that is praying namaz. But if he makes a mistake, his own student will give him luqma. The student will not seek, no, no, he's my teacher, he's my ustad, he's Shaykhul Hadith. Shall I give him luqma? No. There, this relationship is put on one side. In Leicester, you know, there is a good firing line. There's so many hufas in Tarawih before. We had to actually, you know, there's somebody giving lukma from the fourth serve, fifth serve. I said, bhai, look, you know what? There's nobody now, you should give lukma. There's only one appointed, Maulana Sahib, Maulana Dawood gives lukma. So you don't confuse the, you know, 10 people are giving him lukma, bichara. The person who's reading finds it difficult to catch the verse. And there is so much pressure on him. Let one man give lukma. Let one man. And if he misses out, then let another person. But jab yasin hoti hai na, surah sajda, sab hafiz ban jate. Once or twice kehte hain, maul sahab, yasin ma barabar, barabar pairo, bhul na thi pairi. Khabar nahi, tamane khabar bhai. Yeah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hafiz. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman. Are you okay, Umar sahab? Ji, ji. Kaffara, kaffara. Ji, ji. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all the protection. All the protection. As for, when I say al-hafiz, the protection, it does not mean, of course, that little accidents don't happen. Little accidents don't happen. Otherwise, this defeats the very purpose of human existence. That is why in the hadith it comes that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to give somebody some taklif, then the angels move on one side. What do they do? So at the time of death, at the time of death, the hafizin, the hafaza, and all the angels, what they do is they take a few steps back, and that is the time Malakul Maut comes. And once the ruh is taken, then the duty of the angels and hafaza and all the mu'aqibat and all that is done. And so khair, just to explain to you this very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is al-hafiz. And read this dua, ya hafizu, ya hafizu, ya rakibu, ya wakilu, ya Allahu. Fallahu khairun hafiza, wa huwa arhamur rahimin. A very, very powerful tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka tattawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranak rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. Inshallah, from next week, all the programs.